Hello. This is my Lenten diary for March 29th, 2026. Today is Palm Sunday. This is a reading from 1 Timothy. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. The presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession. I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords. It is he alone who has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Here ends the reading. Whatever we may think about the events of Holy Week, the one thing we Christians can all agree upon is the statement from the Nicene Creed. Jesus was crucified under Pontius Pilate. The only crown Jesus received in Jerusalem was a crown of thorns, and that crown was enough. Jesus was betrayed and arrested, mocked and beaten, spat upon and stripped, nailed to a cross and crucified. Somehow, the early church received the news of Holy Week as good news. And it is still good news. For these next 7 days, I'd like us all to remember that we are not taking this holy journey by ourselves. All over the world, our fellow Christians will be walking with us in thousands upon thousands of places, places you and I have never heard of. People of faith will worship and pray and sing together. We will all remember this world-changing story of the one who embodied humility and mercy, grace and forgiveness. We will all be re-reminded that the Prince of Peace rules across time, not with the tools of death and destruction, but through the power of love. Holy Week gives us the opportunity for holy moments. My prayer for this week is that we will once again find the way of the cross to be the way of life and peace. We can't linger at the gates of joy and gladness. We must go to Golgotha, because only in the sorrow of Golgotha will we find the way to eternal life. God grant us grace to follow where Jesus has led the way, come what will, cost what it may. Blessed be the King whose coming is in the name of God. For him let doors be opened, no hearts against him barred. Not robed in royal splendor, in power and pomp comes he, but clad as are the poorest. Such is his humility. Blessed be the King whose coming is in the name of God. He offers to the burdened the rest and grace they need. Gentle is he and humble, and light his yoke shall be. For he would have us bear it, so he can make us free. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.